a disco, looking for a freak, trying to find a type of freak to fulfill my needs. But the floor was packed with fellas, and I ain't joking. When suddenly I looked over to my left, I saw a girl that was smoking. I was stazed. This girl was fly. I mean, she was smooth. My ego jumped beside me and said,
"Yo, my girl, you're faster than me."
She was a brick house and stood out from everyone else. So I slapped my face as though it was a dream and said to myself, gently, and introduced myself with no half-stepping, then felt seduced by the smell of her perfume and the way her skirt was fitting. Her face was dope, and her body was hitting. 36, 24, 36, this was a brick. I couldn't help but wonder to myself, who was this chick? Dancing all alone by herself on the floor, and I just couldn't wait until I got to know her. Thought she was too hot to trot. Oh yeah, too hot to trot. She was too hot to trot. Too hot, too hot to trot. Too hot to trot. Oh yeah, too hot to trot. She was too hot to trot. Too hard, too hot to trot. Too hard, too hot to trot. Nice style, and I really wasn't getting anywhere. I guess the game I had just wasn't there. Everything in the book I tried, from telling the truth to cold-hearted lies. Then straight up I said, let's cut small talk and go to bed. She cracked a big smile. Meanwhile, it was time to go to the nurse motel and on to the next episode. This girl wasn't shy, not even a bit. Her words were short, and her clothes came off real quick. The wild thing was in progress, I had it going on. But when I woke up the next morning, my wallet and the girl was gone. Her name was left unknown, unlike her sudden move. She left a note that said, thanks for a good time. Boy, I got